You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He brought a bottle of wine. Nice Cabernet. So another question is, where did he get the wine from? Because his father said, just bring me matamim. Sorry? Where did he get the wine? Sorry? Ah, Malachim. Right, very nice. So he's brought that in Targum Yehonatan that Michael brought him a bottle of wine. It's a main Hameshumar from the 60s of the Bereshit. And also, there's an interesting code that in Shir HaShirim that we read on Erev Shabbat, on Fridays, Yeshut, all the Pesukim in Shir HaShirim, they don't start with Vav, none of them. Only one Pesuk starts with Vav. Vechikech keyen atov. Remember this Pesuk? The only Pesuk that starts with Vav is Vechikech Kayen Hatob. So now here, Rav Shapira, Baal Megaleh Amurot Zatzal, brings an interesting quote. Because this pasuk refers to wine. And so Bab, as you know, is six. There are six different occasions that we make a kiddush. What are they? Shabbat. Yeah, Pesach. Sukkot, Shavuot. Yeah, you're doing good. Where? When? Rosh Hashanah and Shemini Atzeret. Right. So we have six occasions that we make a kiddush. One more time: Pesach, Shavuot, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, and Shemini Atzeret. So that's the remez. The Harav brings very interesting remez. That in Shir HaShirim, the only pasuk that starts with Vav, it relates to Yain. So Harav explains, there's the six different occasions through the year. Let me make a kiddush. So now here, it's a very interesting thing. When Esav comes in, and he brings his food, whatever it was, so he asks his Abba to have a taste, taste my food. So he said, no, I can't, because your brother, he came, in a very smart way, and he got your bracha. So as a father, just make his son, at least, make him feel good, huh? Have a taste, have a spoon, whatever he brought. He said, no, your brother came, and
he gave me bracha, he said,
right, but why doesn't he taste the Esav's food? And why Michael brings the wine at this moment? Why he brought the wine? Beautiful, very nice. So now actually, when you say Gidayeh Ezim, that was prepared, that was Pesach. It was a Pesach time. So now Michael brought the wine because Yitzchak Avinu had to drink four cups of wine. It was Pesach. So he had to bring four cups of wine. So now here it's very interesting that we see that the term that is used, that he came very in a keen and a smart way, Yaakov Avinu. He says, Bemirma, right? This is Bemirma. He came and he got your bracha. So if you add Mirma, the gematria, the imic value is equal to Mem, Resh, Mem, Hey.
95.
No, Resh is 200.
284.
287. Yeah, 287. Sorry?
There is a hey.
It's a hey. Right. So Bemirma, so you get 287. So now if you add Afiqoman, how many you get?
287.
Exactly 287. So that means, Echovin Adam Shalom gave his Abba Afiqoman. Why? Because after Afiqoman,
he cannot eat
anymore. Yeah, yes. So now Echovin Adam Shalom made it four nails, you know, that, you know, really, you know, he calculated everything. So now, the lesson that we learn from Rakhon Alu Shalom, that you have to be very cautious in life, that whatever plan that you bring about, and whatever decision that you make, make sure it's... No. You don't listen. You have to make sure it's four nails. That Chasu Shalom, nothing go wrong. So here we see Yaakov Nalav Shalom, he went in, he got the bracha, but he made sure nothing is going to ruin it. Nothing is going to ruin it. So he gave the Afikoman to his Abba. So when Esav comes, so he will not be able to eat, so he will not give him the bracha. So here, it's a very, very important lesson that many times, you know, we go buy things, we spend time, we make so much effort and money, and then we say, ay, 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 there was a leak. Yeah. Ay, 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 all this work that I did went to waste. And you have to be very, very cautious. And as the session tonight, we said, we remind ourselves, Sof Ma'aseh, Machshavat Yechila. You have to be very always on guard. That whatever that you go by and whatever plan that you make, Sof Ma'aseh, Machshavat Yechila. You have to foresee, you know, Chas v'Shalom, nothing go wrong. Either it's your marriage, your children, you know, your partnership, your business. You have to make sure that is secure. And that's a very, very important message that we have to go by and don't forget. Hashem Yizakeinu, Bezrat Hashem, Shenizkeh B'Yeshuot, B'Seirut Tovot, Help HaRav, Tizkeu L'Mitzvot.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.